Welcome, Blind Spot Insider. Thank you for submitting questions for this episode. Here are the responses to your questions. My company is looking to buy a business that provides services to consumers as an extension of our current service offering. As part of the due diligence effort, I've been asked to evaluate the customer satisfaction levels to determine potential opportunity for improving brand and cross-selling. So the question from that perspective is, do you have any suggestions for effective ways to collect customer feedback? And how can we encourage more customers to provide feedback when we do not have access to the customer list? So I interpret from this question that they're not working with and getting information with the company as part of the buy-sell agreement. They are targeting that company as a potential offer in the future. So without having that customer in the actual customer list, how could they go about doing this?
Well, of course, this is pretty familiar to me in just working at 3M, where in many cases we have products that are in super, super niche areas with very few people who are actually the customers, even if we know who they are by definition. Maybe we don't have their names, and there's only very few perhaps in the world. So obviously the biggest obstacle here for this particular company is that they don't know who their customers are. A mistake would be to assume that their current customers are the other company's customers, or mm-hmm. that they are good proxies for the other customers. You really need to figure out how to find customers who use their services. So I would consider a couple things. Number one, I would wonder, is there an industry event, even an adjacent sort of industry of event that you could go to and try to intercept people there yourselves just through conversation to see if you can find somebody at an industry event that has something to do with the products or services that you offer. Is there a distributor of some kind that you work with who you could talk to get an idea of where these products or services might be flowing through them? That's a second idea. I would employ the internet and social media. Are there any customers commenting back to that company on social media, giving them feedback, saying, you know, it might be in Twitter, it might be on Facebook, it might be wherever. Oftentimes there are professional groups mm-hmm. in some of these social media places, or just individuals commenting on their own. Are they making any comments about the company or the company's products? And can you backtrack into that person? And then is there anybody similarly, but on LinkedIn? Sometimes in LinkedIn, if you search in LinkedIn, you can, you know, find what people have written in resumes and things. So is that product or service, has it been referenced in any way on LinkedIn? So I think your two main sources would be to find an industry event of some kind and looking through social media and the different options of social media to see if you can't discover who some actual customers are. Or at least, even if you can't get to the actual individual, you could start to piece together the type, the kind of person who uses these products or services. And then you could do some research by recruiting those kinds of people and hope to get close.
That's great insight. That's great insight. Okay, our second question is, I'm a commercial lender, and what are the right questions I should be asking of prospective borrowers to better understand their marketing programs, including customer insight activities? So I think you were talking about it earlier. If your customer's moving away and you're not keeping up, well, for a banker who's making a loan based on that future revenue, that's a real risk. So how do you ask the right questions to find that?
I would ask a handful, probably on one hand, of key questions. I would tell the investor that they need to get clarity on this question. What is the consumer or customer need that this company plans to fulfill? And to understand, how is that customer or consumer fulfilling that need today? Are there competitors? Are there hacks that they do from home, for example? Mm-hmm. So understanding the market need that they are going to enter with a product. That's the first one. Secondly, can your product or service fulfill that need better than alternatives? Not according to their own test in the lab or their own point of view. It's better because it's stickier, but according to the potential customers or consumers. So show proof that your thing is better according to the potential customers or consumers than the alternatives. Where is that evidence? I'd want to see that evidence. The third thing would be, is your product or service meaningfully different to alternatives that are out there today? Again, not your own opinion, but prove to me that potential customers believe that your product or service fulfills the need in a meaningfully different way. They can't get it elsewhere. And finally, I'd want to make sure that they've done some due diligence to think about that future state that we just talked about with the taxis moving to transportation industry. How big is their opportunity in 1 year, 5 year, 10 years? And what are the current market trends and consumer attitudes or behaviors and shifts that support those projections?
Okay. Well, those are good. Those are good. And I think this last one, you may have answered it in our main section, but is how often should we conduct customer research and analysis to ensure we stay up to date with changing consumer and customer needs and market dynamics?
Right. So I think of this, and I would recommend thinking about it as a two-pronged approach. The first prong is to ensure that you have an ongoing effort to keep everyone in your company in touch with your consumers or customers, understanding your consumers or customers. So being able to empathize with consumers or customers. So the way that you have to do this is not to have employees just engaging with customers as part of their daily work, but to actually set aside time or set it in their brain that they need to practice listening and being inquisitive. Leave your agenda behind. You might need to make a sale. That's not the time to really believe that you are listening to consumers and how things are working. You might discover a problem with your product. You might discover a new area that your product could enter. So leaving your own agenda behind, that the B word, right? Bias. And again, following the five whys line of questioning to get beyond that customer consumer's obvious answer to the root cause or root need of what they are trying to communicate to you. So generally speaking, you want everybody in your company to realize they themselves are not their customer. How can you all be in touch with customers and you could walk a mile in their shoes every day? Secondly, when you have bigger strategic questions, like where will I be in 5 years' time? Mm-hmm. Or like, what does my innovation plan need to look like for the next several years? Then it is worth engaging with an insights expert, even a fractional or part-time basis, to create a plan for learning. That person would then engage with you to understand what are all the big questions that you have and what is the best way to get those answered. Typically, it's not necessarily one big giant piece of research. It might be several small things that you piece together. And always that would have to be relevant to how important it is to you. What is the risk associated to you of getting that learning within your organization and staying up to date, et cetera? So that is where I would try to engage with an expert to help you get a plan in place that you can execute over time as your budget provides.
Well, terrific. I'm sure our Blindspot insiders will very much appreciate all the insight and coaching, because as they go through and identify and expose their business blind spots in Consumer Insights, I'm sure that this is going to be very much appreciated. Hope this was insightful. If you have a friend or associate that would benefit from hearing these responses, please have them sign up to become a Blind Spot Insider. We appreciate you being on this journey with us to create more I've Got This victory.